Good morning, good morning. This is Angel with Royal Wednesdays. I hope everybody having a great day today. Well, I'm just here to say I love you all and give you a scripture that's going to encourage you. So if you have your Bibles, go to Acts, and I'm going to come from 16th chapter, and I'm going to read the 25th verse. 16th chapter and the 25th verse. But it says, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them." Right here, I want to say to you, do not allow your prayers to be quiet. And what I mean by that, sometimes it's good to pray out loud, and sometimes it's good to pray in silence. But when you pray, sometimes you want to make sure the devil hear you. Okay? So sometimes say your prayers out loud. Call it out. Call on the name of Jesus out loud. Let God know how much you love him out loud. Rebuke the enemy out loud. And make sure that you're staying in the will of God. Okay? So make sure you're staying in the will of God. All right, so let's go to these questions. So the first question says, why is dating not simple anymore? You know, I'm being honest with you. I asked myself the same question maybe a few years ago, because dating now is not the same. You know, people now, they have an agenda in dating. You know, you have a lot of men and even women too. They just want sex. They just want to get to your pockets, or basically to suck your energy dry, you know, stuff like that. And Ben just got a usury spirit. But I still say that there's some good people still out here. You know, some of them may be already taken. You know, some of them may be being incarcerated, different things like that. Life happens to people, and we can't, you know, say why. But the reason why I would say it's not as simple anymore like it used to be, because a lot of boys are raising children. A lot of boys are raising boys. A lot of girls are raising girls. A lot of kids are raising each other. And no kid can teach each other about anything beneficial. You need an adult. You need someone that has some experiences in life that's able to share their wisdom with you and let you know how to be a man, how to be a woman, how to carry yourself, how to respect yourself, and you'll get that same thing back. And sometimes, you know, people now, their theory of what it looks like on the TV right now today, you know, everybody's looking for a particular color in a woman, particular hair, you know, particular fashion. It's always materialistic and different little things like that now. Like it's so many things that they got prioritized in their mind that's not even, you know, of value. So definitely I would say the reason why it's so difficult is because a lot of people have not been raised to be responsible adults. Okay? But I will never say give up on, you know, dating. Just don't have no expectations for anybody. And what I mean by that is you live, you know, in that moment. You speak, you communicate, you see how a person is. And you can know, you know for sure if you can deal with that person or not. The action of the person will show. You know, people can act a certain way in the beginning, but it will not last long. So their real true colors will come out. They will come out. So I hope that helped you. But don't give up on the dating scene. See, I will still date. I won't change, you know, change my identity just because you haven't run into a good man yet. You know, a lot of people fall and say, you know what, I'd just rather be gay, and I'd rather do this, I'd rather do that. But at the end of the day, we got to trust God in every aspect of our life. So trust God. Don't turn gay. Don't turn the opposite direction from God. Keep God first at all times. Okay? Keep him first. Okay? And God knows that we have, our flesh is weak. God knows that, you know, sometimes we have desires and we want certain things. But right this time in our seasons, we got to trust God and know that God got us. Okay? So definitely, woman or man, stay encouraged. And just know it's not you. You know, just ask God to make you and prepare you for that right person. And ask that God to prepare that other person for you. Okay? So prepare them for who you are, and you be prepared for who they are. men of God that love the Lord, but also that value a person's time. That's very important, because your time is important. You can't get that back. You can waste time, but you can't get, you know, you can't get your time back. You know what I mean? So definitely be careful of that. All right. So, do all girls cheat? Now, I know that someone had, I think this is a guy that asked that question, because I think they had made a suggestion, say all girls cheat, but all girls do not cheat. All girls and women, you know, are capable of cheating. That anybody is capable of cheating. There's nobody exempt from cheating, regardless if you're a child or an adult. But having respect for yourself, and that's the second question, do all girls cheat? But at the end of the day, you know, if you have respect for yourself and respect for the person that you're with, you won't cheat. You know, express to them if it's something they're doing and they're not and they're not reciprocal of that, they're not listening to you, they're ignoring you, stuff like that. You know, after a few times of having a conversation, that person is not consistent with what you are requesting of them, then that lets them know that they're not trying to be the best they can be for you. So it's best to move on. When you tell a person, okay, this situation bothered me, and they keep doing it, then obviously you're not important enough to change. You're not important enough to do better. Okay, everybody can do something different and do something better. But if they're not even trying to change how they're doing, just like if you're talking to your man or you're talking to your lady, he's like, look, I just want a little bit of time. Can I have some time with you? You know, can we have some conversations? Can we talk? Can we, you know, get to know each other? Blah, blah, blah. Stuff like that. You know, if I got to keep asking you for that, if I got to keep asking you for time, it's a problem for me. Okay, you should want to spend some time with me. I'm not saying that I have to make you spend time. You should want to spend time. Okay, so at the end of the day, you know, you have to make time for each other in a relationship. You got to have a balance somewhere. You have to have time for God. You have to have time for your family. And you must have to have time for your mate. And also your peace of mind time. Okay, so you have to make time for everything. Okay, all right. So I hope that answered the question. But no, all girls don't cheat. And all, you know, but it's cheating in every category, okay? Women, it's women that cheat too. There's some girls that cheats. And there's some that's very loyal. I think when women start out, we're very loyal. We're very supportive. But you get hurt by guys that feed you stuff. And then you end up turning. And even same thing for a good guy. You know, you have a good guy and then he end up turning bad because he got to a female that is all about this, all about that. So it's on both floors, both sides of the floor. Can cheat, so, but no, not all. It's you might as well say some, okay, but not all, because I'm not that type of person. So anyway, number three, it says, do you or would you cheat with a married individual, and why? Okay, so I'm gonna be just as transparent with you as possible. I intentionally would not date with somebody that has been married or married or whatever. I don't say has been married, but like if they're divorced or something different. But if the person has been married before, I mean married at that time, and they try to talk to me, no, I would not choose to date them or, you know, cheat with them or anything in that nature. But I have been lied to and wasn't informed that they were. So that happened to me. And I actually was in the relationship and involved with the guy, and I really cared for him, and I didn't feel like a side piece, but I actually was, you know what I mean? And from that point on, I didn't hate the individual. I was kind of very disappointed because I felt like we had a stronger relationship than that, where he could, you know, tell me the truth. But that right there, he was all because he wanted what he wanted. So once he got what he wanted, then he started to shift off a little bit. You know, that was one situation. The other situation, the guy stayed around. So it was more like, I mean, it's not what you think, but still, you still are. And you lied about it. You didn't have to lie about it. Tell me the truth so I can make my own decision if I want to be with you or not. Because I do respect marriages. But intentionally just saying, okay, I'm going to go get me a married man. I know people that basically brag that. I even heard some woman brag in the store, I'd rather have a married man than someone that's not married because I don't have to be responsible for them. In other words, to me, that's the most selfish stuff to say, but people say it and they don't care. So with that being said, we have to be prayerful. We have to be mindful of what we're doing and how we're doing it, because God is watching us. And you got people that really just don't care. They don't give a damn what they do, how they do it, when they do it, who they hurt. And that's not how it's supposed to be. We're not supposed to hurt our people. We're not supposed to be mean and be nasty to our people. We're supposed to show them respect. We're supposed to do what we're supposed to do as women and men, you know, but you got people that are just not going to do right. So with that being said, I just want to say that to you. You have people that's not going to do right, but it's okay. But no, intentionally, no, I'm not. That's not something I want. I value marriage very much, and I don't want to be dipping and dabbing in somebody else's marriage and then cause my marriage to be messed up. No, I'm good. So other than that, no. With me. But have I known people that did? Yes, I have. And they didn't care. And it seemed like they were soaring like an eagle. But, you know, everything happens for a reason in a person's life. And they have to take that more serious, because if you don't, you can lose yourself in the whole process and the whole situation. So other than that, with that being said, I want to say thank you all for listening. You all have a great day. And if you have anyone that wants to participate in the podcast for next year, we're going to do it February 25th, 2023. We're currently looking for a different location. So other than that, definitely give me a call, hit me up, and we can have a great discussion. Other than that, I love you all. You all have a blessed day, and God bless.